Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery, and today I want to talk to you about the subject of love. Self-love, one of the most important subjects of our life. Because look, what greater force is there in the universe than love? Love is the greatest gift of life. Love is oxygen for the soul. It's what we all really want and desire deep down inside, yet not everybody experiences it. Not everybody feels it. Not everybody receives it. And obviously we might want the love from others, which is important for us as human beings, because as human beings, we're born in unconditional love. You know, any baby that's born into this world that's not physically loved and cared for will die. It's called failure to thrive syndrome. And so our parents, our mom in particular, is flooded with oxytocin, a hormone that makes us love us and take care of us, because we're dependent on them to take care of us for our survival. And so love is something that we experience an abundance of when we're young. And then often when we get older, when oxytocin wears off in our parents, then they might not love us in the exact same way as they did before. The love might not be unconditional. It might be conditional, where maybe they get mad at you, or they yell at you, or very worst of all, they might ignore you. We've all had that experience of pain, and the first sources of pain and trauma in our lives are from our parents. The first relationship that you and I ever had with a woman was with her mom. And the first relationship that you and I ever had with a man is with our dad. And we're vulnerable in those stages of our life. And so little things of being ignored, you know, for example, can make us create a disempowering meaning that we're not enough and that we're not loved. And that's a terrifying thing. And I think that human beings can end up spending their lives doing things to get approval or validation, or to prove themselves, or to achieve success, or to entertain people, or make people laugh, or whatever it might be, in order to get what we really want deep down inside, which is love. And so love is a driving force of all of us. It's basically the essence of creation. You know, you and I are here today because of love, because our parents made love, and we were born out of that love. And so I was coaching someone recently that really struggles with love, and in particular, self-love. They feel like they're an imposter. They feel like they're not really worthy and deserving of anything. They feel so insignificant in their life. They feel like they can't really receive, that people might give them love or compliments or praise, but they can't fully receive it. And you can only really receive as much as you love yourself. You know, there might be so much love in your life, people that love and want to give to you, but you're only going to receive it in the proportion that you love yourself. If you don't love yourself that much, you're going to deflect it. You're going to ignore it. You're not going to see it. You're not going to feel it. You're not going to receive it. And so I think part of the basis of this, and what I've learned, is how important self-love is. Truly loving you. And one often thing that I think about is, if you really love someone, you know, what would you do for them? Anything. I mean, you'll do anything for them. You'll sacrifice your own needs for their needs. You'll give your time to them. You'll spend quality time to show them that you love them. You might buy them a gift. You might give them praise and compliments. You might give them physical affection and physical touch. You might take care of them. You might provide for them financially. You might clean up, you know, around the house. You might, you know, buy them flowers. You might cook for them, prepare a meal. But you want to give to that person. Now, if you really love yourself or you want to build that relationship with yourself, then let me ask you, how often do you do that for you? How often are you giving to you? Because the most important relationship that you ever have is that one with yourself. And I believe that one of the ways that you can truly love yourself is to treat the relationship with yourself as something that's important and that you value more than anything else. Now, you can also add to this your spirituality. Because for me personally, I'm a Christian and I believe in God, and God is a tremendous source of love for me, and I feel and receive the abundance of unconditional love. And that's an important relationship that I take time to nurture and cherish, and therefore I experience and I receive it. But nonetheless, that relationship with you is just, you know, the most important thing. And I believe taking the time every single day to give to yourself is one of the most important acts that you can have in your life, one of the most important habits. It's an act of self-love. By you saying to yourself, look, everybody in my life, I've got a very important meeting first thing in the morning. It's with the most important person in my life, and that's with me. And I'm not gonna allow the demands of anyone else, from my spouse, from my job, from my family, my friends, no one else. Because if I don't take care of me, if I don't love and give to me, then I got not much to give to anyone else. And so what if you took the time every single day, every single morning when you wake up and you work on the relationship with you and you give to you? Because look, you don't need love from anyone else. I mean, it's great to receive love from everyone else, but you don't need to be needy for it. You don't need to be desperate for it. You don't need to be in a scarcity of it, because there's an abundance within you that you can give to yourself and that you can receive. So what if every single day, every single morning, you took the time and you looked yourself in the mirror? You look yourself in the eyes and you say to yourself, I love you. And you say it like you mean it. And you say it with heart. And you say it just because you know deep down inside, you know, you're not perfect, but you know you've got a good heart. You know that you're pure, that you're a good soul. You know, Eckhart Tolle, I remember I was listening to him, he said, in every person he always looks at, there's a human, then there's the being. And the human often is the conditioning, the personality, the beliefs, the values, you know, the unconscious habits that we have that are stored within the unconscious mind. But the being is within all of us, and that's deeper than just the conditioning. It's our soul, it's our heart. And it's useful to be able to separate the two, because, you know, you can feel guilty and have shame around some of your behavior, but you are not your behavior. Your behavior does not define you. You're much deeper and you're much greater than that. You're much greater and much more than anything you could possibly imagine. And that's a part of yourself that I want to encourage you to connect with, to loving that part of you and who you are. Maybe it's just loving you and saying it because you're doing the best that you can based on where you are, based on the circumstances that you're in. You know, people do crazy and stupid things when they're in poverty, when they're in fear, when they're in scarcity, when they're suffering in their lives, you know, and, you know, when they're at a low state of consciousness, when they're desperate. But you can still truly love yourself deep down inside for who you are. Maybe it's also spending quality time with yourself, taking the time to go for a walk, you know, being out in nature, and just being present with that moment and receiving all the beauty and acknowledging, oh my gosh, look at the trees, look at the sky, look at the clouds, look at the ocean. Wow, look at those birds over there. You know, and just taking that all in, taking in all the gifts and the beauty and all that around you and spending that time with you because you deserve it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just the act of that is an act of self-love, because you're prioritizing the most important asset of your life, which is time. Time is a depreciating asset. You only have so much of it. And so when you take a portion of that and you give it to you, then you're telling yourself subconsciously that you are worthy and deserving of that. Or maybe it's taking the time to do something you enjoy, doing something fun. Maybe it's improving yourself, working on yourself, because every act of improvement is saying to yourself that you're worth it, you deserve it, you are loved. Otherwise, you wouldn't be investing that time into yourself. Likely you're watching this video right now because you love yourself. You love yourself enough that you want to grow and improve yourself so that you can be even greater and have a better quality of life. And this act and habit is a sustainable form of growth and development. It's a good activity, because on the other hand, there's plenty of people that destroy themselves physically through drugs and alcohol and food and other addictions because they don't love themselves. And the counter to that, the remedy, is self-love. Because when you love yourself, you're going to treat yourself so much better. You're not going to want to poison yourself. You're not going to want to hurt yourself. And I understand there's addictions and there's levels to it. And, you know, sometimes it's unconscious, some of these behaviors and habits, even hijacked from it. But nonetheless, continuing to work on your practice of loving yourself is so incredibly important. So you could praise yourself. You know, maybe you got to look yourself in the mirror once in a while and say, man, you're good looking. You know, you're hot, you know, or, you know, I really love this about you. You know, I love your eyes, or I love your lips, or I love your nose, or, you know, I love your skin, you know, or I love your personality. I love your heart. I love how much you care. You know, I love how hard you work. I love your creativity. I love your intelligence. I love how you just have it, always have an open mind. You're always open to things, willing to try something, learn something. You know, or I love how you have integrity in your life. I love how you're honest and you're willing to tell the truth. You know, or the other day, you know, I want to acknowledge you and, or me, you know, you can refer to yourself whatever way you want, but you acknowledge yourself for these things. Because look, we all wanted that from our parents, right? We all wanted our parents to say, great job, you know, whether you were in school or you did, we're trying to make them proud. We're trying to get their approval and their love. But why continue living your life limited by only really feeling that acknowledgement when other people say it, which is limited because they might only say it once in a while, when you have an abundance that you can give to yourself? You don't need to wait for other people to tell you how great you are or to give you a pat on the back. You can acknowledge and reward and give to yourself. You can do that every day. Okay. Did you know that? You have permission to do that. To say, yeah, I'm going to pat myself on the back. I did a good job with this. Or, hey, you know what? I went to the gym the other day. Great job. You know, I love that about you. You know, I want to acknowledge you for that. Because how much would that mean for you if you received that from someone's love, a source of love that you value a lot, like your parents? It would mean so much, especially when you're a kid. I mean, we crave that. But, you know, when you give that to yourself, that's just as powerful. So loving yourself in that way through praise and compliments. And guess what? Your self-esteem goes up. You feel good about yourself. You feel good about yourself. Do you not think that you're going to do good in life? You're going to take, you know, wow, I feel really great. I want to do more. I want to take better care of myself. I want to give to others. I want to contribute to others. I'm in a position of abundance. My God, imagine what the world would be like if people loved themselves more. We wouldn't have as much hate. You wouldn't go on the internet and look at comments and see people bitching and whining and tearing people down, and, you know, people that are obviously in a state of suffering in their lives that don't truly love themselves. They actually hate themselves. And that's why they're reacting that way, is because their comments and what you see on social media that's toxic is a reflection. It's a projection of how they truly feel about themselves. So perhaps the world could change if we're more kind to ourselves and loving to ourselves. Maybe you wouldn't have the need to be negative towards others when you feel filled up inside, when you feel more fulfilled and you feel more loved. Love can't help but express itself. Love can't help but to expand and to grow. But you've got to start with the base of it. this is the base and perhaps the foundation that can really change your life and the entire world. That's how powerful love is. Love can change the world. It's what gets people together. Wars have been fought over love. People have created incredible things over love. You know, love is truly an incredible power. And you possess it, and you can create it, and you can experience it. And by filling yourself up, guess what? You're going to receive it so much more in your life. Because it's all around you. People love you, your friends, your family. People love you. But you're going to receive so much more when you increase the capacity that you have to love yourself. And you'll be able to give it more to others. And if you can give more to your kids, to your spouse, to your potential partner, you know, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, people you want to meet, your family, your friends, you know, that's going to change their life as well. So I just wanted to share this message with you and how important it is and the habit of it, because it is a habit. It's a habit, taking the time, just as you would take the time in any relationship. Any relationship that's not growing is dying. And if you're in a relationship and you're not telling the person you love them and giving them, if you're not meeting their love language, you know, of words of affirmation and physical touch, which, by the way, can you give yourself physical touch? Yes. No, not what you're thinking of. Not masturbation. Although it could be done in a self-love kind of way. But what I'm referring to, you can give yourself a hug. Give yourself a pat on the back. You know, there's things like that you can do to still acknowledge yourself physically. But also spending that time with yourself as well is just as important. So there's many things you can do. Love yourself. You deserve it. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't have this gift of life if you're not worthy of love. Something in this universe, I don't care what you call it, I don't care what you believe, loved you enough to give you this gift. The whole fact that you're here and alive right now is a fucking miracle. You are a miracle. You know, there's billions of sperm cells that were racing in the most important race of their life in order to fertilize an egg. And did you know that out of those billions of sperm cells, majority of them, billions of them, die off and don't make it? And there's one that's strong enough that ends up fertilizing the egg and helps create your life. And think about how unique you are, how special you are, how strong you are, that you're here and that you're alive and that you have this experience. Don't take it for granted. Appreciate it and enjoy it as much as you can. And I don't think you're going to enjoy it and appreciate it if you don't love yourself and love your life. But it starts with such a simple act and habit of self-love, you know, and just taking that in, taking in, you know, the beauty and the amazement and the awe of your existence and of your life. So we'll end it there. Thank you so much for your time. If you enjoyed this, if this moved you, if this touched you, if this resonated with you in any way, shape, or form, I really appreciate it if you give this video a like and a thumbs up. Subscribe for more here on Project Life Mastery. Hit that bell icon to get notified of future videos that I put out, whether it's on mental and emotional well-being, health, relationships, finances, business, investing, spirituality, everything that can help you live and create an extraordinary quality of life. I love you. God bless you. I'll see you again soon in the next video.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.